Train to Edinburgh, the 16th of the 5th, 02. Moving through the light, a whole lot less uptight, I recognise the plight of one less fortunate than I, while all around he found only blank stares and fright as his voice told tales. Birmingham to Derby. He untimely travelled, taken aback by the train's departure. His startlement expressed as fury. The passenger's jury found him guilty of invasion of the train. With restraint, they sat still, eyeing his rough clothes, his scarred face, and ignored his need for human solace. He raged at himself before coming to sit. His class orientation did not fit in this long-distance train. His accent too rough, his huffle-puffin too up front, his style too poor for sure travellers, the ones with tickets paid for by the firm. He's not the fool shilling, is the conclusion of the seaman. I think this might be true. But who would know, through that thick brummy and his emotional confusion, what illusion will now take control of his day in Derby before he finds his way home? Keanu Reeves he is not. His haircut a la mode still looked out of place around his damaged features. What teachers did he have? What parents? Who will notice he's gone from his manor? At least he now has a phone call. Phone call money. I know how important this can be when Great Spirit moves you without due warning into a challenge where transport is involved and people do not know your name. May he be safe. May he have fun. Chesterfield is the next station. I remember once in Sheffield, Rose and Richard's fine house on a leafy hill, feeling blessed to know them both, each, to be in their company. I remember Richard's house with fish and family attic gardens and his fine sense of humour. I remember Marcus in his growing home, the tales of his wild, door-destroying daughter, and a conversation Steiner-based in Philippa's kitchen. I remember the forest of Sherwood, its fine details of cobweb, and birdsong, and leaf, and mould. Buddhafield to Sheffield. Buddhafield to London. London to Sheffield. Bristol, Avebury, Sheffield to Monyive and Harley's disapproving eyes. Blue and Belle Dell trying to persuade us it was all right to stay in Kell. I remember Richard's house in the woods. I remember Graham's house in the woods. The garden. The painting. Then home, back to Edinburgh. The pain of all that rejection, of London's heaviness. The pleasure in the sun, in the forest, in the light of now. Seeing how, with Martin's help, I survived it all. Marcus again, and Neve, whose photograph proved so helpful for my festival attention. I will send Marcus an email soon. York. Hurtling through this beautiful countryside, I take her. This one who lives still in a life where such travel never happened. She, in her monastery garden, whose life expanded through a daffodil or a cornstalk, into the quietness, at its zenith so silent, her mind settled disputes with her breath. She was tall, wore dove grey soft wool, almost pale blue. Her bare foot in a soft leather sandal, she tread lightly upon some flagstones in the sunshine, singing to herself, never longing for places, because she could see far places with her mind, yet knew intimately every flower or leaf or stone or grain of sand upon her own doorstep, where life became in each moment wider and deeper in her cool, calm, metaphysical powerhouse system of love. She'd been born to it all, tall and graceful, gentle and happy to delight the birds with her glinting eyelines of appreciation as they glid overhead or twittered on the branches of the trees around her walls. There were no trains or cars, aeroplanes or darting motorbikes, only cart horses and freely ridden stallions or mares made visitors and supplies arrive if they did not walk. She was content to breathe, to sing, to lightly walk, and to dance either alone or with her visitors. She did not bother about herself. She simply was, being, being. I can see her from here. It is a warm afternoon. She is not in language placed or steeped. She is a silent woman of great, great beauty. She holds the power of silence with easefulness, grace, and her gratitude seams through every cell. She is almost luminous, although her lithe, tall body is in solid human female form. I love her, this woman, this silent, singing soul, whose love holds me through all the jangles of this journey. She gives herbs away. She receives milk. She smiles, and the person near her expands, grows into her aura. She walks with them a while. They leave stronger. She does not worry them with words. She listens. She walks. She smiles. She gladdens. She is well protected somehow by walls and willing workers. The power of her glad silence is awesome. So often nowadays, to be allowed to be silent and glad is a rare gift. To be in a drone-free zone where our modern car world does not invade our ears, takes hours of journeying and rock-solid agreements made in advance. So few people seem to value silence anymore. They are only silent as a punishment. I want to let her live again, this woman, this silent, God-graced goddess in action. Her delight is awesome. I wonder how many of the other people on this train know this woman. How many of them can even imagine a silence so deep it steeps one in glory? She is not dumb. She simply speaks rarely. Her words ring for hours in the garden, for a lifetime in the ears of the listeners. She uses her few words with care. Their power multiplies as they leave her. This she knows. When she speaks, it is because she chooses to allow her breath formation. It is not because she must. She has not the desperate, stored-up diatribe within her awaiting hungry ears. She simply speaks when words must be heard, not felt or intuited or telepathed, but formed in sound to live in eternity. Sometimes she says, breathe more deeply. Other times she says, I love you. Thank you for talking to me. I love you. Thank you for talking to me. I've learned so much. Sometimes she says, go in peace. I will always remember your visit to me. Sometimes she says, listen to the birds. More often, she simply does so. Moves her arm, includes the other in her own relationship with each of the garden's flying visitors, flowers, plants, textures. Sometimes she listens a long time with company. Sometimes she listens a long time to her visitor's story. She likes peaches. I think she's in Italy, but she could be in France or in England or Greece. I cannot hear what her visitors say. I don't know if it matters to her. She is listening to their bodies, to their souls. Their nationality doesn't matter. If they babble, she relaxes them. If they need to cry, she lets them. She laughs a lot with the flowers. She laughs inside all the time. I love her, this woman, this laughter-ridden ancient one, this lovely, perfectly joyous appreciator of life. Newcastle. I am the prism of my own life held within the breath of centred time. I am the rhythm of my own breath breathed within this body heart divine. I am the prism of my own life held within the breath of centred time. I am the rhythm of my own breath breathed within this body heart divine. The fineness of the wool she wears would indicate it's spring. I wonder what she wears in winter weather, or if it was ever winter where she's living. No. She's living in Scotland, in a time when grapes grew and roses round the vine were scented blossoms, fine and strong. In silence was the sound. The vines were scented blossoms. Around the vine, the oak divine, around Iona, blessings. In silence and song, whole day long, in silence and song, matins, morning side, milk town, sunny side, light town, Stargate side, Lask town, Linkgate light. At the Linkgate light, declaration of our broth, 1320. For so long as 100 of us remain alive, we never will in any degree be subject to the dominion of the English, since it is not for glory, riches, or honours we fight, but for liberty alone, which no good man loses but with his life. And we chose not to lose our lives, but to continue re-expressing them. For so long as 100 of us remain alive, and we did, we never will in any degree be subject to the dominion of the English, and we never were. Since it is not for glory, riches or honours we fight. For we don't fight for aught but liberty, but for liberty alone, which no good man loses but with his life. And no man has ever had to lose his liberty and stay alive like a woman has had to, and since slavery was declared emissive. Therefore, forgive us if we say, for so long as 100 of us did remain alive, we never will in any degree be subject to the dominion of anybody, since it is not for glory, riches, or honours we did fight, but for liberty alone, which no good man loses but with his life, and which he only gains again when he gives his life away. And by doing so, he understands just how daft a game that was, and he says, well, we'll be for life given this time. And for life given, and life given, and life given, and life given, this field of rape so yellow, a silent field of danger blown on wind, pollen, asthma, and TB from oil-bearing flowers so bright, they scream poison as their yellow flag spreads relentlessly in this still heat, meeting crop yield targets, competing for space with their GM companions in canyons beyond Roslyn, where Monsanto's giant grins meet silo bins in Africa, where seedless wheats were sold to feed the poor. Greed grows money bags. Rags grows drama. Rivets had ships together. But for liberty alone, for so long as 100 of us did remain alive for liberty alone, and didn't attack the dive, and didn't do it their way, we that have been gained the charisma or the charm, say alarm yourselves no, nor ring nae alarm bells, ring only ting-a-lingy bells, ring everybody's gong-bong, and sing a song for Christmas every day. Because when Araman with Aller's man, in tango with the tink-lads, decided to tango with the trains, we all said to ourselves with love, let femme fatale be femme feather, white feather flay. For but with losing life will nay, nor be to any man in any degree, o a subject, since we are all subject to one another in our peer group confirmation, o queenly honour, and degree, o ascension order, diamond mine connection to the Macker mines, o Micker Macker tank tops. Because the sticky thistle, woolly whistle, wetted thistle, musk thistle, melancholy thistle, blue sow thistle, creeping thistle, alpine thistle, French sow thistle, brook thistle, Scotch thistle heather, great globe thistle, mountain thistle, spear thistle, bog heather, dwarf thistle, bell heather, spiny thistle, brook thistle, bell heather, heather bell, spear heather, bog heather, bog bell, musk ring, welted pelt sings, brookside, launchside, bongside, MacGregor land, Roy, Live, Aberfoyle, Ferry, Foyle, to Lakeland, through Coulter's Candy with the skaters on the Edinburghs. There Dunedin's Dunane dancing in, and on to Dunkeld, vegans, vegans, open to shiatsu, hilters, quilters, kilters, kelters, Loman side belters, to bridges or cities, the ring ding dong bells. In the cities that ring ding-dong bells, we'll be dinging and donging the greatest of kells. Aye, it's the peace bell from the Mary Rose line, Scottish pipe and crow. We're on the haggis and there we the laggards, and there's nothing they can do. So, Jill, Frank and Sandra. Partick. I'll not let them harm this man. This man is safe in spirit's love. The women of the land to the tarot magi speak, spoken are listening, the lave rock. Where is Margot the harp, eh? Harps in the castle, harpies on the wire, marks on the internet, the larks are rising higher. Angela to Anna's caseworker, the caseload and the caseworker's style. So there's the shock, the Reverend Doc's on the loose with his own wee hoose in the Windford, a year and a half. Now I'll half carafe you, mate. What do you mean no telling me? The scene's changed and the Doc's on the loose and asking for a basking in my lights. What's the game you're playing when you're no saying? Alia to Aliad Nickel. A gadaboot hen. That's what you were, just a gadaboot then. Knew you're a zoot the shoot, so dinna gallop at a post until you ken who the host is at the party. Now, wrap up well, hen. Grace. Alia to Aliad Nickel. A gadaboot hen. That's what you were, just a gadaboot. Knew you're a zoot the shoot. So dinna gallop at the post until you ken who the host is at the party. Now, wrap up well, hen. Grace. For joy and zest, you were the best, and still you're a handsome cracker. For joy and zest, you were the best, and still you're a handsome cracker. Your brother's game, the keeper of the flame. I celebrate the Holy Spirit's timing. He still looks after Sheila. He's still a friend to Anita. He's touring Ireland for 18 days. He's the catch, and I don't intend to miss him. The coleus was taken to the brassica one day about the age of miracles being felt on every lay. When they entered into dialogue with humans who would say, I'll tell my friends, they'll tell the world. You're listening each day. A very addictive substance is Kieran's sense of humour. We've seen you in the scene, they'd say. So now we'll start the rumour that the Wicker Man just kept his date a secret till today to encourage you all to do the gig and no to make a bloomer. Remember, Santa Claus is blessed with international links. So meet the band and take your stand to see what Kieran thinks. This place stinks, is Kieran's take on Costa Coffee's banking stake in Great Western Road. Now you take care. Nicky's partner, the shape of things to come. Your bum's on the wiggle, your breath's on the giggle, your harmonies are awesome with the horn. You're singing with the harpies in the Whiston Lodge wee carpies. Isn't he half as good as Ireland on Moll's stool? What, what, what? Your bum's on the wiggle, your breath's on the giggle, your harmonies are awesome with the horn. You're singing with the harpies in Whiston Lodge wee carpers. Isn't he half as good as Ireland on the Moll's stool? Being a jewel of all Ireland with your man on the bell. Your bum's on the wiggle, your breath's on the giggle. Your harmonies are awesome with the horn. You're singing with the harpies in the Whiston Lodge with carpies. Isn't he half as good as Ireland on Moll's corn? On the Moll's stool, being a jewel. On the Moll's stool, being a jewel. Oh, Ireland, with your man on the bell. Who cares? Malcolm's killing. Green issues, druid contacts, New Battle Abbey, worshipping that in the gig. Glasgow's singing your love song, hen. Glasgow's singing your song, love. Glasgow's singing your song. Heart song for Hungary and hame song for here. How could you? Did I miss it? Did you tell me and I let it be unimportant? I don't think so. So much I write to you rather than speak because you really don't want me, do you? Could you just tell me that straight? And then I can let myself off the eternal hook, the waiting for the unavailable man condition. Have we just done that? Have I just made myself available to the world because you pushed me off into the void once again instead of holding me tightly? You are a wild horsewoman broken by the systems, mended by love's light, and Kevin is a master mistress of the delicate touch, the incisive thought, the moral vicissitudes of eternity's flaming. Focus on eternal peace. Fleece! Who's fleecing who again round here? No, we didn't mean that kind of fleece, be dear. To flitter, to flutter, to flute upon Pan's pipes makes heart sound. To flitter with the fingers hones the mind. The beat in time and the focused lyrics needs both. You have both. Don't waste your time. To flitter, to flutter, to flute upon Pan's pipes makes heart sound. To filter with the fingers hones the mind. Beaten time, focus lyrics. However, don't work yourself to a standstill unless it's all fun. Stop working with warriors and warriors. Work with the ones with the winning smiles. Work with the ones with the winning smiles. See, there's an idea and a half, son. In this coffee drinker's palace, there is some fancy fare. While for the travelling gallus, there's pies and beans and rarebit kept hot near teapot stoves. On further shores well travelled, we sank in snow-white sand. While water round us babbled, I held your kindly hand. How now will this unravel, this 1990s strand, begun in the 1980s in co-counselling community stands? With periwig and gavel, the justice plays his hand, while we with spirit travel to fulfil old love's command. Extending hands of friendship around this troubled land, we fast lain as the pearl which harbour do we seek, in which the mouths of children are respected when we speak. Where will whispered chantings of the powerful wise be bounced across the universe to cancel out rats' lies? Where will the whispered chantings of the powerful centred wise be bounced across the universe to cancel out rot's lies? Phoned Frank. Anna freaked. Phones. She sleeps soundly in my bed all night, glad, heard, accompanied. Her tutor flew across a people carrier bonnet. Her friend is mourning another suicide upon their circuit among the young. She is playing a character epitomising loneliness. Her work is being here when she knows my help is there. She knows being heard, encouraged and loved is her cure. She is well, this my girl. Leith Festival 2002. Meditation St. Tridunas. The children, the float. The adults, the street dance. The good, the stall. The performers, the Leith Links. The TS Mike was talking about Kriya Yoga. It sounds splendid. Alan and Nick arrived with Jane's daughter Rosie. She has a brother called Oscar. Margot arrived at the TS. The tango with Tanya involves Packard, Ailey, George, Rioch and Rosie. Laurie Lampkin's Laurie from John the History Man. Housing benefit letter posted. Dated 10/5/02. Leith Festival, the meditation venue, St. Tridunas, could also be a fabulous place to do a recording. The children and the float and the adults and the street dance can move in and out of one another. We need a good sound system. Or perhaps we need to do it without mics. The good, the stall. As much as possible on the stall help, so that no one needs to do more than an hour, would be wonderful. The performers, the Leith Links, anyone among who would like to be sung through Brookside. The declaration of Arbroath. William Wallace. Edinburgh Castle. Dunvegan Castle. Thurso. Oh. Ding a bell for Davy, creeping thistle. As he welted thistle musk round the town. We musk thistle melancholy, thistle blue sow, jolly bellies mountain, thistle spear-headed dwarfs crowd. With bog heather melody hell bether mound, and spiny wee whistles on thistles of sound. Then they'll be in woodlands with great big, beautiful motorbikes, where the calendar team will know the theme. Even though they're all rockers and they've been through the cream. Designed in Scotland by Innocent Chrome Limited. 9284, all cotton, made in Britain. Designed in Scotland, made in Britain. Good. What's a woolly thistle? Is it next to the missile? Carried by Andrew's year. Or is the great globe thistle with the great Kirkcaldy missile on the method of the Methodists round here? In dominion of the English or the Irish or the Scots, I'm no for dominion over me. I'm no for dominion over anyone at all. We're all dominions of dominions of dominions of dominions. Of dominions of the pinions of the miracle line. They've opinions, they've the inions, inion Johnny's inions. When inion Johnny's inions run the cotton would come, my mammy bought the inions for the Johnny. And my daddy spoke in French, and others were the bench, and we all went on with all the boys and boots all. Everyone with boots on tack and toe. With the tackety bits, the tackety bits, the tackety bits that clink. There you've got the tackety bits, the tackety boots that tink. And we had all the tackety boots of all the jumping boys, who all were all the people who were really very joyful. When you had a jolly bobby on your beat, then you knew the children all in the street were safe when you had a jolly bobby on the beat. But if the bobby was aggressive and the bobby was a rat, the bobby was a problem for the holy pussy cat. And the holy pussy cats all found ways through that and ways around. Don't ask them into your house, my dear. Always doff your hat if you must. But only do it if the other body does the same, for we all know doffing bonnets is a trust. It's nothing today with who is on the laird's game. Everybody sharing crowns is the same. It doesn't matter if it's the crown of life you're talking about, my dear, or the crown of a thistle on a fluffy toppy deer, or the great stag's crown, or the crown upon a ship. Everyone who's in the Holy Spirit's trip knows we're all on the tripsicle tricycles. On the tripsicle tricycles, with the thistly boys, there's traditional recipes addressed to a haggis for choice. But they're all ones who enjoy to have a laugh, and they're the ones who also can, if you want to, interrupt me, and we'll all have a play. You can have four songs on at the one time if they're all in the key, as long as the rhythm's all dovetail and they're all along with me. Have yourself a fabby dabby, rabbity ribbity ball, at the rabbity ribbity call. I will not let you harm this man. I will not let you harm this man. Don't let yourselves harm anyone, but I will not let you harm this man. I will not let you harm this child, no matter if you're her daddy. That is what I would like Mother Christmas's Christmas present to be to all women living in ridiculous, violent situations. Say to yourself every day, I deserve to be treated kindly. I'm a treasure. I am a glory. I am a joy. And I will not allow myself to be hit by anyone, especially not someone who says he loves me when he's playing the boy. And a Carlton and a Carlsberg, and sometimes it's okay. But 8 pints and 5 whiskies, if you're aggressive, you'd be a tumshy to play that game, because there's always someone who will crunch you in the end. Now, we would rather give you a crunchy and let you munch your way through it than treat you unkindly. So just don't allow it. Do not 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 love being treated unkindly. I believe they call it sadomasochism. I believe they call it a martyr complex. Loving being treated unkindly is a madness beyond madness, my friend. Unless it's only a game in which no one gets hurt. But the ones designed to hurt you, now they are called snuff movies, I believe. Or they are called war. Or they are called abuse of children by fathers. Or abuse of children by mothers. And these are all vicious, unkind, unadulterably horrific games. We say no to that one. We don't want to play your bad game. We won't do it. We're going to find the people who like to be kind, and we're not going to choose to be with those who lose the place and knife us. Not by accident, but by design. It's not okay. In anyone's field. We will not live under the dominion or subjection of anyone. Now we're all laughing on the anti-nuclear parade, because they are still trying to convince us that we're the daft ones, and we have seen through it, because it's hardly even got a glaze on it, that lie. Superfaced. Quacky duck. Bring in Long Annet, along with the Gannet, and remain alive. Never will any, for so long as 100 of us remain alive, we never will in any degree be subject to the dominion of the English, nor of anyone else, nor the Americans, you see, nor the Africans, nor the South Africans, nor the Bruderbond, nor the great big factory down the road, nor the great big glad-hearted insurance man, nor the banker, nor the janker, nor the deal, nor the dealer, nor the junkie. We will not be subject to the dominion of the unkind. And that is all it needs to say in anybody's language. We refuse to be subject to the unkind. Laugh a lot. Generosity and blessings to you. Jealous bastards can do what you like with it. But we suggest that what you like to do with it is be very treacly. Treat it terribly, terribly well. And step back from being unkind as your first move. Just consider it undoable if it is unkind. Now by this we do not mean you have to be nicey-nicey. Because sometimes you can be very unkind by being nicey-nicey. at the wrong times. Since it is not for glory, riches, or honours, we contend, but for liberty alone, which no good man loses, even with his life, because no good man, even when he loses his life, loses his liberty. He merely becomes more powerful through all of those who honour his name. And he gives his power, which is the power of all of those who honour his name, to each of those who honour his name, not just to one, but to all, because he does it from above and below the earth, all through the earth, and right out around the cosmos as well. Ark, Akhenaten. Oaken barrels, cell bellies, well bellies, cherry berries fine. Ruslin around Roslin with orowans and ravens, and riffling with elder flowers. All through the rainbow we feathered to find out who are pansy flowers and who are the roses and geens and who are the great loving queens. For only with love in the chair do you ever find love everywhere. Only with love in the grand stand does love get on to the bandstand. Only the dancers will reel. Assume it is done in eternity, and honour the loved ones now. Honour all the ancestors and every holy cow. Honour the greatest brambles that grew on Erin's land. Honour the Chinaman. Honour the holy man. Honour sultanas who all went bananas when he honoured the holy man. Cause the sultanas all knew that the graces were with the holy man's dam. They knew the grandmama of the great family, also chant in time. When the great-grandfathers grew from the light, no matter what clan they did ken, everyone knew was king. He was honored by all the good men. Our great daddies, all the greatest daddies knew the dancers on the line. All the greatest daddies grew accordions 9 by 9. Aye, they also fiddled as well, and also with the drummers belled. All the ringers' daddies were him. We inspired, we aspire, and as we're aspiring, we are teaching, as we're firing every line along the light. And we're making sure we make it not mistakes upon this grace night, as we're blessing all the children of the light. And much and more and many, in every dimension of colour, and all of the ones in the treacly states, and all of the ones with the lovely fire grates, and all of the ones with the pussycat's light, and all of the ones with the mice that are bright, and all of the ones that are visionary wizards, and all of the ones that tango, and all of the ones that are dancing stars, that are also dancing with the 10 guitars, also dancing with the 10 guitars. When the 10 guitars were heard dancing in my holy head, that is when I knew that life was finally. Little by little we'll introduce you all to each other. Little by little we'll introduce you all. Little by little we'll find the greatest holy mind, a city's being blessed on every kell. I've a brother who runs the centre of all Stirling, a brother who really cares about his lambs. I've got a daddy on a greatest cycle all along the rooftops with the rams. Sagittarius bouncing off her calers, ringing Dunblane's bells on holy land. Bring the snowdrops through, we'll have gun law that is true. Everyone with tankers now are holding our commandment. Here is the law of the one true God, the one God who loves all. That is the goddess, the Godhead chooses, is the greatest planet in the galaxy, the one we're living on as she spins round every tree. And every little dusty ball is dancing round the holy walls, here with angels' help and fairies three. And the rhythm of light for eagles and for does, also for the eagles and the roses' thorns. Everyone knows the Cairngorm's got to have the hawthorn's lips. Everyone knows the Cairngorm's got to have the hawthorn's lips. And that is something drier than a light. And everyone knows that the holy rose is also dancing here with pipes. And when the music's fine, then we're all divine. Everyone has fun and everyone's light. As long as they can hear and as long as they can see. And everyone is moving with the light. And Dora, Tera, Chorus. Dora, Tera, Chorus. Into Tora, Tera, Chorus. Here's the Tora, Tera, Chorus. Here's the Tora, Tera, Chorus. It's the terracotta pots that's got the terracotta slats. Everyone with terracotta at a time. We've the terracotta tiles on the holy miles on the Haley Grail o' Might. And everyone can tell in their tales and Scots is tight. Because the Scots speak faster than you ever could imagine when they're talking in the language they can. And they really can sing it and they really can wing it, because they're all dancing round every bend. And when you've a fiddle in the family and everyone needs fed, you've had to find a way to say, did you hear just what I said? Did you hear, my dear, that the feather's here? Did you hear that the feathers are light? Did you hear that the drums are where they comes in with the words of night? Drum, 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 drum. When bat swings are made, the thermostat said, I like the weather quite cool. When bat swings were held, a light love, clouds were in the way. So when bats went to bed and hung upside down, it's cause they were hanging from trees, looking at all the stars spin round and laughing at their knees. So when they chitter-chatter laughing, then they make a flitter-flatter flight. And some people get a fright cause they feel the wave of delight. When a bat's flights at night are delightful, there's mosquitoes in every gulp. And everyone knows that they vetoes the humans, cause humans are big and they whelp. So worry not about images fraught. Think of the feathers that land, being light as a thistle, bright as a whistle, quick, quick as a wink, up on the twinkling toes. This little penny is to wish on, to dream of all you can do. This little penny is to wish on. This little penny is to wish on, to make your wishes come true. And this little penny is to dream on, to dream of all you can do. And this penny is a dancing penny. See how it glitters and glows. Light as a thistle, bright as a whistle. Quick, quick as a wink, up on its twinkling toes. And this little penny is to laugh on, to see the tears never fall. And this little penny is the last little penny, and most important of all. For this penny is to love on, and to love is heaven's right there. It's just 5 pennies, and you give these 5 pennies, you'll be a millionaire. This little penny is to wish on, to make your wishes come true. This little penny is to dream on, to dream of all you can do. And this penny is a dancing penny. See all it glitters and glows. Light as a thistle, bright as a whistle. Quick, quick as a wink, up on his twinkling toes. And this little penny is to laugh on, to see the tears never fall. And this little penny is the last little penny, and most important of all. For this penny is to love on, and where love is, heaven's right there. Oh, there's just 5 pennies. If you have these 5 pennies, you'll be a millionaire. This little penny is to wish on, to make your wishes come true. This little penny is to dream on, to dream of all you can do. And this penny is a dancing penny. See how it glitters and glows. Light as a thistle, bright as a whistle. Quick, quick as a wink, up on his twinkling toes. Who knows? Who knows? I knows. What do you knows? I knows everything. I is we. I as we. Sometimes when you're lost, you're really found. And sometimes when you think what you found is what you've lost, you're even happier than finding something new. When Francis to birds was a-speaking, it was because the birds answered him back. And almost everyone else was too afraid to do so. So they got out of the knack of speaking. And to one another. And all learned how to listen to the birds. That is why it was a silent monastic order. It's about learning how to see another way. It's about learning how to hear with all your heart. It's about learning how to do and to dooby-dooby-doo and how to dooby-dooby-doo with all your heart. It's about learning how to do with all your heart, the thing you've all been doing, for the start. It's the thing we've all been trying, and it's the thing we've all been crying about, no being finding fun about out there, kind of with all that, like, and it's a bit knife-like and that. It's no fair. Indeed, it's true. It's not fair what they did with the air, because the air used to be the place where you could go to feel if things would ring true. Malcolm Canmore, he gets a stitch when I teach him how to titch me up. real well. Skelly's no and he's dynamite. He's moving around on that horse like a light. I still don't like he thinks that killing's fine, but he's better off out here than there with the divines. He's better off here than we divines, cause the rhymes they dinna understand the circle's round. They're all too busy prying to a star, cause we all worked that out the last time around. We get to be here with a guitar and say bring in Malcolm, he's fine, and he won't go to war if I am quite fine, and we'll give out to the poor and we will make sure. What do you mean I have to make sure by killing one? Pardon me? That's the manners in this kingdom. Holy God, what kingdom is this? Never mind, I've been sent out to do it. Oh dear God, why on earth did you send me here? I mean, Holy Mother of Christ, why here? They've all been advised that stabbing somebody in the back's a good way to go about living. Holy heaven! Military Millie, never liked the wars. Military Millie was one of the camp whores. That Military Millie was mine. Sang the sergeant in time, and he knew that Millie was mere than a willy catcher. He knew that Millie could ring her and soldiers and find a way to free them all from pain. Cursing's been banned, and that was a long time, dear old, when Columba was taking of stand. He said, help me, mama, I murdered a million men. She said, oh, don't exaggerate, was only 200,000, my friend, he said. That's not the point at all. I've murdered all those men, and their souls are screaming inside me. Their souls are screaming with pain, so I won't take. captured and put down the ring of King's Mane. She said, sure now you must be joking. You can be one of them and one of us. He said, no, I cannot kill again. I got a million men screaming inside my soul again. So I'm sailing. I am sailing for the island of holy men to meet the Druid and say I'm one of Christ's men, and he will say, welcome, welcome. We've been waiting a long time, my friend. We've been waiting for eons to mend you. We are all forgiven. The last door ascends from Palestine, a greeting. He said, love thy neighbor, love thy God, love thyself, and to forgive your worst enemy. And then you will find the Holy Spirit unbinds all of the nails, all of the gashes will be healing. Sat on the hill, he wished them all goodwill. He healed his enemies through death's door on the holy hill, gazing at the ocean in the mother's will. Learned of the Druidesses, he grew on tresses and danced, and as he danced he sang. Thank you for the rainbow morning lighting up our sky. Thank you for the great blue shining, my God's a fabulous guy. Thank you for the holy mama allowing me to try, 'cause she's met God many a time and I'm the first to report in for a lesson. forgave thee. I will not take retribution. I am unconditional. I am not a regression. I am a great sandstorm in the sky. I'm a flume. I'm the date oasis. I'm the seven veils. Oh, Mother Christmas was for Allah, was in Shahrazad's great tale. Shahrazad's temple, with the Makushla and the Zaftist Baha'i. Ask, we will follow through. Ask, we will do as you say now. Ask, we will think of you. Ask, we know it is true. Scottish wildflowers. We're reconsidering the declaration of our broth. And though we think it was fine for its time, we'd probably gain from being orators, for so long as 100 of us remain alive, we never will in any degree be subject to the dominion or anyone at all, since it's not for glory, riches or honour we fought, but for liberty alone, which no good man loses even with his life. For there is no death, and we're darning away with that one. Darn away to darn away, we'd go. Darn away to darn away, darn away, they darn away. When they darn and darn away, they darn in costume threads. Everyone's got sequins and some of them's got plaids, and lots of them's got blades of grass. And they still have to demonstrate the dance of the shields and the dance of the swords that all clash. But touch in a tip at the circle round, as they all declare for the standard upon the ground. And of course the standard on the ground is always invisible, because it's the highest to which we can all reach, the deepest to which we can all thrum, and the widest we can feel the freedom to take liberties. We will never in any degree be subject to the dominion of anyone. Doughty Dominion spoke to captions, and brook thistle to scotch thistle heathered. When the welted thistle musked, the creeping thistle mustard gassed herself, and we don't want that happening ever again. For so long as 100 of us remain alive, we never will in any degree be subject to the dominion of the English, nor anybody else for that matter. Since this is not for glory, riches or honours we fate, but for liberty alone, which no good man loses but with his life. And many of a good man lost his life. Well, we thought we lost our lives, and now we find we've got our lives again. So that's quite confusing, so if you don't mind, we'll just think about that for 3 days. Mich to me, will this woman never shut up? What woman? Lone woman that's been going on and on and on. Get away with you, that was nae woman. I'll bet you $100 that was near a woman. I'll bet you $350 million it was. This process is closing for a moment. That was splendidly good fun. I hope we didn't run out of tape, and I hope you were able to turn your ears down.
Switch it on now.
I never stopped.